week, we come to Psalm 33, which fits the theme of most of the psalms that we've been analyzing over the weeks. This psalm is a hymn. It's a song. It's meant to be sung. And most specifically, it's meant to deal with the present-day problems of our time. This is a psalm about the present. Now, that might seem odd for a text that's thousands of years old, but this psalm is intended to speak to the present, no matter when it is read, no matter which era it is encountered in, or what age its reader happens to be a part of. Psalm 33 is about the problems of the present day and our call to be patient, our call to be present to what is going on, and our call to trust in God. There's a really important verse in here that talks about a king not being saved by his army and a warrior not being delivered by his great strength. It goes on to say, "The war horse is a vain hope for victory, and by its great might it cannot save," which is a harbinger, for me at least, of a very important New Testament image of Jesus coming into Jerusalem just before the Passover. And the Roman army is coming in for their festival on the other side of town. And Jesus rides into town on a donkey, which is what I believe one of the most powerful and poignant images in our biblical text. Jesus comes to Jerusalem on nothing but a donkey, riding to an all but certain death. And the Roman Empire comes into town on the other side in a military parade with war stallions and chariots, contrasting two very different ways of being in the world. The peace and the mercy of Jesus with the power, strength, and false protection of armed weaponry. This psalm puts us in the mood of being like Jesus, of being merciful, of being compassionate, and being present to all that is going on in our time. Sometimes when things are difficult or uncomfortable, it's difficult to be present to them. It's difficult to bear witness to suffering. Right now, it's incredibly difficult after 18 months of working so hard on this pandemic that we are taking a few steps backwards. It's incredibly frustrating and challenging and confusing. But at the same time, I have to remind myself that I must remain present. I must continue to bear witness to the light and to the goodness of our world. I must continue to see promise where promise exists, to continue to see hope in the places that hope is currently residing. I'm looking forward to our Blessing of the Animals event in mid-October, whether that be inside or outside. I'm looking forward to blessing all of you and to blessing all of your animal companions who have dutifully accompanied you throughout the pandemic. As you know, in August, we're focusing on stepping in with love. We are stepping into August with love, despite all of the uncertainties and the challenges that this month is bringing. And I've curated a selection of photos for the PDF that help illustrate some surprising and some joyful things that are going on in our world, but also some difficult things. I also included for you a TED Talk about a performance artist who might be one of the world's most famous performance artists. And her most famous piece of art was from the Museum of Modern Art in 2010, in which she spent 8 hours a day simply making eye contact with her viewers. It was titled, "The Artist is Present." And it was a deeply moving experience, not only for those who encountered the work and participated with it, but also for the artist herself. When I was in divinity school, there was a course that I was unable to take, but that it was offered every year, and it was on eye contact. Again, I feel like I talk to you a lot about courses that I could never imagine there being. A course course, entirely on eye contact. But in ministry, eye contact is incredibly important. And not just ministry, in our lives in general. The eyes are incredibly important in captivating and capturing emotion, in communicating how another person is feeling. But there's also a connection that's made through eye contact, a sense of shared vulnerability, a sense of seeing the other person in a way that we don't fully see them until we look into their eyes. This piece of performance art really is rooted in eye contact. It's rooted in seeing the other. It's rooted in patience and in being present. I felt like it was a perfect fit for our psalm, because sometimes eye contact can be uncomfortable. Sometimes waiting can be uncomfortable. And sometimes being present can be uncomfortable too. I know that whenever I hear about some of the uncomfortable things going on in our world today, and as I hear news about how the pandemic is getting worse in some parts and how we're struggling a little bit in San Diego, I become uncomfortable by that. But I recognize that I have to look at it. I recognize that I have to make eye contact with it, that I have to face it, and that by being present to it, I will in turn expand and grow and be able to enlarge my capacity for compassion. I hope that you enjoy Psalm 33. I hope that you are mindful about what it means to be present this month, to be patient, to wait for God's timing for all things, and to expand our ability to be compassionate in the process. And I hope, too, that as you read Psalm 33, you remember Jesus, and you remember how he illustrates for us what compassion looks like, how he illustrates for us what it looks like to be patient and to be present, how Jesus made eye contact with all whom he healed, all of those who he ministered to, and saw them truly for the beautiful human beings that they were. So I hope that you can continue to encourage all of your friends and family and acquaintances to get vaccinated if they haven't already. I hope that we continue to stay safe and work together as a community in being present and patient to one another as we all heal together. May it be so. Amen.